here to worship you.
在世界各个的角落都有主内的弟兄姐妹奉主名来聚集。
There are brothers and sisters in Christ who all get together at the same time to worship you.
因着耶稣基督的十字架，你今天真是万王之王，万主之主。
Because of the cross of Jesus Christ, you are truly King of all kings and Lord of all lords.
你吸引万国万民来归向你。
You attract all nations, all peoples to come to you.
愿你今天在所有奉主名聚集的教会所发出的赞美。
May the praises from all churches, everybody who gathered to worship you today will reach to you.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是我们起因的时间。
Now it's time for a responsive reading.
请李月弟兄带领我们起因。
Brother Li Yue will lead us.
请打开教会的生命圣诗767页。
Please turn to your hymn book, page 767.
今天起因的经文是75节。
Responsible reading is on number 75, page 767.
彼此相爱。
Love one another.
在这里我念细体字，请大家回应粗体字。
I'll be reading the fine print. The congregation will read the bold print.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
爱神的也当爱弟兄。这是我们从神所受的命令。
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
也要存爱心，
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
感谢主。
下面我们以奉献来敬拜神。
Now we'll worship the Lord with our offering.
如果弟兄姊妹，如果你不明白奉献的意义，当奉献带传给你的时候，请你恭敬的传给下一位。
If anyone who do not understand the meaning of offering, you can just pass the offering back to the person next to you respectfully when it's passed to you.
在收奉献的时候，我们唱一首诗歌。
And we'll sing a hymn together at the same time.
我心切切渴慕你。我要紧紧跟随你，你恩典与慈爱永无止息，你心事直到永远。我望我的神以奇妙生命献上我的赞美。耶稣，主耶稣，求你用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。我心深深向你敬拜。我宁可慕你荣光，我 想起你宝贵应许，我在你怀中安心。我要向世人歌唱你的恩典，直到我要见你面。耶稣，耶稣，求佑我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求佑我一生。
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
是何等的福气，我们成为你的儿女。
Such a blessing that we become your children.
主啊，求你教导我们。
Lord, we ask you to teach us.
主啊，赐给我们一颗感恩的心。
Give us a thankful heart.
将你所赐给我们的金钱向你摆上。
So that we're willing to put forward the money that you have given us.
主啊，在圣经上你说。
Or as the Bible says.
你的财宝在哪里，你心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, your heart is.
主啊，让我们自己检查我们自己的心。
Lord, we ask you to help us so that we can examine our hearts.
我们爱你的心在哪里。
Where is our loving heart?
求主帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
因为你先爱了我们。
Because you love us first.
主啊，当我们迈出奉献的金钱的奉献的时候，求你照着你圣经的应许。
Lord, when we offer up our money, we ask you to do as you promise in the Bible.
多种的多收，少种的少收。
You harvest more from those who sow more, and you take less from those who sow less.
主啊，加给我们信心，我们真的需要你。
Lord, we ask you to give us more faith because we need you.
求你赐福我们所摆上的金钱。
We ask you to bless the money that we put forth.
恩上加恩。
And to give us grace upon grace.
一切荣耀归给主。
May all glory be to you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的圣名祈求。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
下面是我们读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
请大家打开圣经哥林多前书十三章。
Let's all turn to our Bible, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13.
今天我们要读两段经文。
There's going to be two passages we're going to read.
先打开哥林多前书
13章。The first is in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13.
大家都找到没有？请弟兄姊妹互相帮忙，旁边没找到弟兄姊妹。
If you find,
帮他们找一找。
You find your neighbor that has not found the verses, please help them out.
我们今天要读的是彼此相爱的经文。
Today is we're gonna be reading passages about loving one another.
好，哥林多前书第十三章，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱。我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又守己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。先知讲道之人，终必归于无有；说方言之人，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心事像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。 我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今残存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。我们下面要读的经文是约翰一书，请大家打开约翰一书第四章。
Next passage is in First John
七到十节。
Chapter 4 verses 7 through 10。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。我们下面时间交给我们玉龙弟兄。
Now we give the time to Brother 玉龙。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又回到伊斯卡，能跟大家一同敬拜我们的神。
I'm glad to be able to come to Ithaca again to worship God with everybody.
我以前我记得跟大家分享过，我以前说是经常帮人搬家。
I remember sharing this with you before that I actually like to help people to move.
我想可能因为我这人看上去长得比较高比较壮。
Maybe because I just look big and it looks like I'm pretty good at moving.
所以搬东西的时候可能比较有力气。
So I have enough strength to help moving a lot of things.
所以好多人都喜欢找我搬家。
So a lot of people like to ask me to help them to move.
就在一个月前我还帮人搬过一次。
Just about a month ago I helped a person to move.
我还记得去年九月我曾经跟大家也分享过一次我的一次特殊的搬家经历。
And I also remember in September last year I also came to share with you one unique or special moving experience that I had.
那一次搬家呢为什么说它比较特殊呢？
Why is that experience unique?
因为那次我搬家的主人呢是一位刚离婚的女士。
Because the person whom I helped was a person, was a woman who just went through divorce.
不光是这点特殊。
Not just that.
还在于我搬家的时候，我们是把非常贵重的家具从50万的房子搬到一个小的 apartment 去。
It was also because when we moved all these expensive furnitures from a house that's worth about $500,000 into a small little apartment.
而且当时搬家的气氛呢是非常的不愉快，是一种非常沉闷的一种气氛。
So the atmosphere was real depressing.
不幸的是呢。
Unfortunately.
我一个月前的这次搬家跟上次呢非常的相似。
This one recent move that I was helping, about a month ago was similar to that experience.
那个搬家的主人呢还是一位离婚的女士。
So the person whom I helped to move just a month ago was also a woman who just went through divorce.
而且搬家又是从房子里搬到公寓里。
And we also helped to her to move from a huge house into a little apartment.
搬家的气氛可想而知的依然是那么非常的难受。
So the atmosphere was also very depressing.
这样的一种搬家气氛跟我们 Corning 最近的搬家的气氛好像是非常的不一样。
So that kind of atmosphere.For that kind of moving is very different from a lot of moving experiences we have that's been happening in Corning.
大家知道 Corning 现在公司非常发展得很好。
So we all know that all the companies in Corning are doing very well.
所以我们那地区现在的搬家呢都是所谓的乔迁之喜。
So most of the moving are real happy movings.
不光是新来的人赶快买到了新房子搬进去。
Not only those newcomers, they bought new houses and they just moved quickly into those nice houses.
而且过去来的比较早的人，那时候买的旧的小的房子，现在把那房子卖了，换成新的大房子。
Those who stayed there for a while already, who had smaller houses, they also purchased bigger houses and moved into nice bigger houses.
所以这次搬家，这两种气氛是截然不同的。
So these are completely two different atmospheres.
搬家以来这一段时间呢，我一直在思考。
So since that experience, I've been thinking.
就是思考这位搬家的女士。
So I've been thinking about this woman whom I helped to move.
我怎么想怎么觉得她好像不该离婚。
So I thought about it, and I just didn't think that she had the reason to divorce.
她好像不具备离婚的条件。
She 不该离婚。对啊，不应该。She had no reason. Sorry. So I just think that she had the reasons to move.
我们经常说这两个人结婚好像不具备结婚的条件。我现在觉得她。离婚好像也不具备离婚的条件。
So we often talk about some people who do not have the good reasons to get married. For this woman, I did not think that she had good reasons to get a divorce.
如果说上一次那位女士呢，她离婚是因为她的先生被 Corning 解雇了。
The first person I helped to move who were divorced was she was divorced because her husband was laid off by Corning.
然后呢，他就在别的地方找到工作，长期住在外地。
And the husband found a job somewhere else, and he was staying somewhere else long term.
然后他们家要养两个人要养这样50万的一个房子，有很大的经济上和心理上的压力。
So the couple has to finance the huge house that's worth about $500,000. So then they face a lot of financial stress.
而且那对 couple 呢，他们当时也没有孩子。
And those couple did not have any children.
所以离婚呢，好像是所谓的可以理解的。
So they're going through a divorce was sort of more understandable.
但这次这位女士离婚呢，好像离得有点没道理。
So this person who just had to move went through a divorce. To me, that didn't really make sense.
从经济上看，两个人都在 Corning 公司工作。
Financially, they both work in Corning.
收入相当的不错。
And they make good living.
他们生活呢，可以说没有任何的压力。
So it looks like they did not really have any pressures for life.
从家庭上看
family wise,
两人结婚有20多年。
They've been married for more than 20 years.
他们的孩子也很出色。
Their children are all doing very well.
曾经获得过美国这个中学生的一种最高的荣誉奖和奖学金。
So the kids all receive the highest prizes for high schools, and then they receive scholarships as well.
而且进上的大学是美国排前三名的大学。
And they all went to the top three universities.
他的先生也很出色。
And the husband also is doing very well.
他在学术上也很有造就。
And he also academically is well respected.
特别在 Corning 公司还挺受重用。
And also at the Corning company, he was also very well respected.
从生活作风上来看呢
，In terms of their lifestyle,
两个人其实都是还挺正派的。
They can be considered as righteous people.
而且在我们 Corning 这种小地方
，So in the little town like Corning,
好像大家。中国人之间都是不是朋友就是同事。
So among Chinese community, you know, you're either colleagues or your friends.
要什么点就出问题的情况，好像可能性比较小。
So it's very unlikely that you know anything could happen to their marriage.
那么问题出在哪里呢
？So what was the real problem?
据我们的一些了解
，According to my understanding.
和他们自己透露的一些情况。
And also, so according to what they told us,
他们离婚呢，其实完全是因为一些生活中的鸡毛蒜皮的小事。
So the real reason that the divorce was just a little things in their lives.
这些看似鸡毛蒜皮的小事，长期累积起来，最后造成了。婚姻的破裂。
So these things may look very small in life, but then if you accumulate it over time, they will become big enough to cause a divorce.
我们不能说这个家庭没有爱。
So we cannot say that there's no love in this family.
事实上，这个家庭就像很多就像很多别的家庭一样，他们其实呢是因为爱的起始。
Because this family is just like many other families. They started because of love.
而且呢，他们还有了爱的结晶，他们的孩子。
They also have the result of the love, which is their children.
然而，这个家庭和其他很多离婚的家庭一样，就是因为这个爱没能够持续下去。
But then, this family also is like many other families. They're broken. They went through divorce because the love cannot continue.
事实上，不仅这个夫妻之间关系的爱有的时候不能持久。
In fact, not only is the love between couples cannot last forever.
人世间其他的很多种的爱也是常常不能持久。
Many other kinds of loves in this world also cannot last forever.
兄弟姊妹之间的爱，朋友之间的爱，甚至父母和子女之间的爱，也经常出现问题，不能持久。
Love between brothers and sisters, between couples, between parents and children, also cannot last very long.
因此，所有这些个我们知道这些爱呢，都不是绝对的。
Because we know that these love are not absolute.
这种爱经常因为环境的变化而变化。
Because this kind of love will change because of the change in the circumstances.
因为时间的推移而出现变故
or they change because of the flow of time
有时候爱还能可能变成恨
and even sometimes love becomes hatred
那么这个世界上到底有没有一种爱它是一种真正的爱
so in this world is there one kind of love that is true love
绝对的爱
and absolute love
这种爱是不随环境而变化，不随时间的推移而改变的。
This love does not change because of the change in the circumstances, or does not change because of the passage of time.
答案是肯定的。
The answer is yes.
我今天就要告诉大家，这个世界上的的确确存在着一种这样的爱。
And I will tell everybody today that there is this kind of love in this world.
爱这个字呢？对我们来说是再熟悉不过的词了。
This word love is something that we're very familiar with.
但是呢，当我们每次讲这个爱的时候呢，我们经常是把很多不同的爱的都混为一谈，统称叫做爱。
But whenever we talk about love, we talk about all kinds of love in the same way. We just call them love.
情侣或者是夫妻之间的爱被称为爱。
And the love between dating couples or married couples is called love.
父母和子女之间的爱也称为爱。
And the love between parents and children is also called love.
兄弟姊妹之间的爱也被称为爱。
And the love between brothers and sisters also is called love.
甚至邻居之间、朋友之间的爱也都被称为爱。
And the love between neighbors and friends is also called love.
上个世纪60年代。
In the 60s, in the last century,
有一位叫做鲁易斯，中文翻作鲁易斯，他英文叫做 Louis 的英国牛津大学的一位教授。
Professor in Oxford University, C.S. Lewis.
他曾经写过一本书。
He has written a book.
书的名字呢就叫四种爱。
And the title is called The Four Loves.
在那本书里呢，他把这个世界上所有的爱呢，给做了个分类。
So he classified the different kind of loves into four classes.
把它们都一共分成四类。
Into four kinds.
第一种呢叫做亲情。
So the first is called affection.
第二种是友情爱。
Second is friendship, the love of friendship.
第三种是这种情爱。
And the third is eros.
然后呢，第四种呢叫做圣爱。
The last one is agape love.
其中前三种爱呢，就亲情、友情和情爱呢，是我们非常熟悉的。
So the first three kinds of love are familiar for us, which are affections, friendship, and eros.
像父母跟子女之间、夫妻之间、兄弟之间、邻居之间、朋友之间，这些爱都是属于这三种里面的。
So the first three kinds of love includes the love between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, and between neighbors and your friends.
这些爱呢，都是属于我们所叫做人间的爱。
So these are the love of human.
是有条件的爱。
It's a conditional love.
因为这些爱会着因环境的变化而改变。
Because these kind of love will change because of the change of the circumstances.
会因着时间的推移而变化。
Will also change by because of passage of time.
我们就拿父母和子女之间的爱来做个来说吧。
Talk about an example of love between parents and children.
父母跟子女之间的爱呢，被大家现在称为是人世间最伟大的爱。
We always call this kind of love being the greatest love of this world.
父母对子女的爱似乎是没有条件。
So it looks like this love between parents and children are unconditional.
然而就是这样一种被人间称为最伟大的爱呢，在环境发生变化的时候是否也站得住脚呢？
But even this kind of love that's been called the greatest love in this world, can it stand because of the change of the circumstances?
这答案是否定的。
The answer is no.
因为我们看到在特殊的环境下，
it will change, because in special conditions.
在特殊的环境下，我们看到，比如在战争或者是自然灾害造成的饥荒的年代。
During special circumstances such as during the wartime or during famine.
有多少父母是为了自己的生存
？A lot of parents, for their own survival.
他可以出卖自己的儿女。
They betray or they sell their children.
最悲惨的是甚至出现这种一子而食的悲惨情况。
And what's worse was that sometimes they even exchange their children and eat of it.
在我们中国的历史上
In the Chinese history,
又有多少人为了争夺王位而去宁愿牺牲自己的所爱的子女。
And now we can see that a lot of people for the position of the emperor, they sacrifice their own children.
就是在今天又有多少的父母为了要男孩来传宗接代
even today we can see that a lot of parents they want just boys Chinese parents just want just boys so then they can continue the genes
而抛弃了自己亲生的女儿
and they even abandon the daughter infant they have
我们经常看到这个美国人到中国去收养孩子
And we can see that a lot of Americans or Western people, they adopt children from China.
收养的孩子几乎都是女孩。
And these children are almost all girls.
那么父母和子女之间的爱尚且是这样子。
So we know that even the greatest love between parents and children are like this.
那么兄弟姊妹之间的爱就也更是不可靠。
And then along the love between brothers and sisters.
兄弟姊妹之间常常为了继承权，为了遗产。
Our brothers and sisters they fight for heritage.
他们之间互相算计，甚至自相残杀。
So they play a lot of tricks or just take advantage of each other because of they want the inheritance.
那么邻居之间的爱又怎么样呢
？What about love between neighbors?
我们中国有句古话说是远亲不如近邻。
In Chinese idiom, people are saying that a far away relative is not as good as a good neighbor.
但这句古话现在已经过时了。
But this is it's been out of date.
我记得我们小时候看这个70年代80年看香港的电影的时候。
I remember in the 70s or 80s when I watched the Hong Kong movies.
发现香港人都住在装了铁门的公寓。
I found that Hong Kong people they all live in apartments with like iron doors.
当时觉得还挺奇怪。
And I thought that was very strange.
因为那时候中国没有这个铁门这么一说。
Because there's no such thing in China.
可这两年我一回北京看。
But in recent years I went back to Beijing.
几乎北京人家家都装了金属的防盗门。
I can see almost every house has the metal doors.
所以现在的人呢，他们也不知道，他们也不关心自己邻居到底是谁。
So modern people, they do not know about their neighbor. They don't even care about them.
他的邻居是干嘛的？他根本就不 care.
And yeah, they don't care about. They don't even know what their neighbor's job is.
现在这种情况正应验了中国的另一句古话，说 人人自扫门前雪，哪管他人瓦上霜。
And this is just like what another Chinese idiom is saying, that anybody just worry about the snow in front of their doorstep, they don't care about the icing on their neighbor's roof.
这是邻居间的爱。
So this is the love between neighbors.
那么夫妻之间的爱呢？
What about love between husband and wife?
我们就不用多说了。
I don't have to say much about it.
在美国
，In the U.S.
高达50%的离婚率，就是最好的说明。
Divorce rate is up to 50%, and this says a lot.
现在人们进电影院，再听到看电影，看听这种海誓山盟永不变心的这种台词儿。
So nowadays, if you go to the movies and you see the couples are making vows and saying that their love is gonna last forever.
现在人在听的这些台词儿呢，已经不再受到感动。
So you're not touched anymore.
经常看着电影听着那词儿就是摇头耻笑。
And the other hand, you actually, when you hear it, you shake your head and you laugh at it.
当然不是说人间没有真爱。
So I'm not saying that there's no true love in this world.
但是那些脍炙人口的爱情故事呢，毕竟是太少。
But those touching love stories is just too rare.
所以由此看来，人间的爱呢是极为极为的有限。
From these, we can see that the love of this world, the love of human, is very limited.
那么第四种爱就是路易斯在他的书里提到的第四种爱。
In Lewis's book, the fourth kind of love.
这种爱是一种跟前面都不同的一种爱。
And this is a completely different kind of love.
它是一种属天的爱。
It's a heavenly love.
这种爱呢是来自天上
，and because this love comes from above，
来自耶稣基督
，it comes from Jesus Christ，
它是一种绝对的爱
，it is an absolute love，
无条件的爱
，unconditional love，
中文呢把这种爱呢叫做圣爱
，in Chinese it's translated into a holy love，
在希腊文中呢管它叫 agape，so
in Greek it's called agape。
我们刚才读过的那个新约圣经哥林多前书第13章所提到的爱就是这种爱。
In First Corinthians chapter 13 is talking about this kind of love.
哥林多前书第13章是被称为是千古传颂的爱的诗篇。
So First Corinthians chapter 13 is a song of love.
它又被称为是一种圣爱篇。
It is also called a chapter of holy love.
它向我们启示了什么是真正的爱。
It reveals to us what it is to be true love.
与前面三种我们提到的爱相比呢？
If we compare this to the other three kinds of loves we just talked about,
我们会发现这种被称为圣爱的这种爱。
So we realize that this holy love,
不仅对我们不认识耶稣基督的人来说呢，是非常的陌生。
This kind of holy love is very foreign to those who do not know Jesus Christ.
就是对我们信主很多年的基督徒来说呢，也是一知半解。
Even to many Christians who have known God for a long time, they may not fully understand it.
我真是盼望借着哥林多前书13章这一次的系列讲道，能够帮助我们对圣爱有一个深入的了解。
I hope through the messages on First Corinthians chapter 13, we'll be able to have a better understanding of the true holy love.
哥林多前书共有13章。
There's 13 chapters.
13节经文。Sorry.
There's 13 verses in First Corinthians chapter 13.
它大致可以分为三部分。
You can divide it into three parts.
第一到第三节是讲爱的价值或者是重要性。
Verses 1-3 is talking about the value of love.
第四到第七节是讲这种爱的定义。
Verses 4-7 is talking about definition of love.
8-13是讲爱的这种圣爱的一种永恒性。
Verses 8-13 is talking about the eternity of love.
那么今天要跟大家分享的是讲这种圣爱和它的价值是。
So today I'm going to talk about the holy love and its value.
为了简便起见，在今天的分享中，我把就是圣爱呢，就简称为爱，这样比较容易。
For simplicity, today in today's sharing, I'm going to call holy love as love.
那么什么是爱
？What is love?
我们来读一读约翰一书4章 七到第十节。
So let's read together, First John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10.
这地方专门讲什么是爱。
So here specifically tells us what love truly is.
让我来读一下。亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是从神而生的，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生爱子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，还差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。所以约翰一书四章第八节清楚地告诉我们，神就是爱。
So in First John, chapter 4, verse 8, it tells us clearly that God is love.
因此，如果我们要想了解究竟到底什么是爱，我们必须了解神。
Therefore, if we want to know what love truly is, we have to first know God.
那么你可以说，那神是又看不见又摸不着的。
But you may say that, well, I cannot see God, I can't touch him.
甚至纵观圣经，好像也从来也没有人见过神。
And then looks like in the Bible, nobody truly saw God.
就是当年的摩西也似乎只见到一个所谓神的背影而已。
And even Moses, he only sort of saw the shadow of God.
那么既然没有人见过神，除非他自己把他自己启示给我们，那么我们真是没有办法来认识他。
So if nobody was able to see God, and unless God reveals himself to us, there's no way for us to know him.
那么也就没有人对真爱有一个透彻的理解。
Then if we do not know him, then there's not going to be anybody who can truly understand love.
感谢主，他乐意将他自己启示给我们。
And we thank God because he is willing and he's happy to show himself to us.
他也把他的真爱启示给我们。
He also inspired his love to us.
约翰一书四章九到十节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
First John chapter 4 verses 9 through 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into this world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以爱就是神的本性。
So love is God, is the essence of God.
就像神当年告诉摩西他是自有拥有的一样。
Just like when God told Moses that I am who I am.
除了神的本性，还有一种描写神是用神的属性来的。
So there's the essence of God and there's the characters of God.
我们知道神是大能的。
God is omnipotent.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神是公义。
God is righteous.
但这些都是神的属性。
But these are the characteristics of God.
不是他的本性。
These are not essence of God.
但爱是神的本性。
But love is essence of God.
因此神和爱是不可分离的。
Therefore, God and love is inseparable.
所以说神就是爱。
Therefore, God is love.
神把他爱的本性借着主耶稣在十字架上的救赎完完全全的展示在我们面前。
So God showed the essence of himself, which is love,through the cross on which Jesus was sacrificed.
耶稣道成肉身。
Jesus flesh, the word became flesh.
成为人的式样。
He became an image.
并且在人间住了达33年之久。
And he lived among us for about 33 years.
他在地上把他爱的本性展露无遗。
So in this world, he has shown us the essence of himself, which is love.
他日夜工作，为人医治。
He worked day and night, and he heals the sick.
为使瞎眼的能看见，瘸腿的能走路。
He healed the blind to see, and healed the lame to walk.
死人能够复活。
The dead is revived.
他更是为了人类的罪。
And because of our sins.
被出卖受刑罚。
He was betrayed and he was punished.
最后被钉死在十字架上。
And he was nailed on the cross.
就是在十字架上，他还为那些迫害的人向神祈求饶恕。
And even on the cross, he prayed for forgiveness for those who persecuted him.
罗马书第五章六到八节这样说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 through 8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢做的。唯独耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
意思神的爱是一种绝对的爱。
Therefore, God's love is an absolute love.
是恒久的爱。
It's an eternal love.
它不随时间的推移而变得淡漠。
It will not fade by the passage of time.
也不随从环境的改变而改变。
It does not change because of the change of the circumstances.
这种爱在希腊文中被称为是 agape 的爱。
Therefore, it's called in Greek agape love.
既然神是爱，他以绝对的爱和完全的爱 agape 的爱来爱我们。
God is love. He loves us with this absolute love, this complete love, the agape love to love us.
当我们凭着信心接受了他，
we accept him with faith.
把我们的生命与这个爱的源头相连接的时候，
and then we connect our love to the source of this love.
我们就得到了一个新的生命。
We receive a new life.
约翰一书四章九节说，神差他独生爱子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。
First John chapter 4 verse 9.
God
sent his one and only son into this world that we might live through him.
在我们得到这个新生命的同时，
at the same time we receive this new life,
这种 agape 的爱也在我们体内生出来。
The agape love comes forth from us.
约翰一书第七节，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是从神而生的。
First John chapter 4 verse 7. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
从创世纪我们知道，
In the book of Genesis,
是神创造了人。
We know God created us.
神用尘土造了亚当。
God created Adam from earth.
但是呢，在神创造人的时候呢，他把在我们里面呢给了我们一个爱的本能。
So he when he created Adam, he gave him a instinct for love.
但这个爱呢是一种魂里头的爱。
But this kind of love is a love of the soul.
也就是我们前面讲的是肉体上的爱。
And therefore it's the love of your flesh.
当神用亚当的肋骨造了夏娃。
When God made Eve out of the rib of Adam,
然后把她带到亚当的面前的时候，
and he brought her in front of Adam.
这个亚当呢，当即呢就表达了对夏娃的一种肉体上的爱。
And Adam expressed the love of his flesh to Eve.
他说：“这是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
And he said that this is the bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
但是这是肉体上的爱。
But this is love of the flesh.
不是 agape 的爱。
It's not agape love.
因为神那个时候创造的时候，并没有把这种 agape 的爱放在我们里面。
Because when God created us, He did not give us the agape love.
当亚当吃了禁果。
When Adam ate of the forbidden fruit.
受到神责备的时候。
And he was questioned by God.
那个时候他立刻把责任推卸给夏娃。
And then he made Eve to be the one who's to become responsible for the sin.
他说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那棵树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
He said that the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it.
所以他们亚当和夏娃他们之间这种夫妻的爱，在环境发生变化的时候呢， 根本站不住脚。
So the love between husband and wife, just like the one between Adam and Eve, cannot stand when they face crisis.
因此，在我们认识神之前，我们只有属肉体的爱。
Therefore, before we know God, we only have the love of flesh.
没有这种属神的爱。
We do not have the love of heaven.
但是，当我们重生得救以后
，But when after we are saved.
这种 agape 的爱也在我们里面生出来。
The agape love comes forth from us.
所以，一个重生得救的基督徒里面一定会有神的爱。
Therefore, a born-again Christian will have the agape love.
那么，既然我们已经在有了这种爱在我们里面
，Since we now have this agape love with us,
我们就应当用这种爱去爱。
So we have to love with this kind of love.
去爱神，去爱人。
Love God, love people.
去爱弟兄姊妹。
Love brothers and sisters.
这也正是神给我们的命令。
And this is also the command from God.
马太福音22:37-40，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一。”且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
John 22:37-40 Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments.
约翰福音13:34，耶稣在最后的晚餐上对他的12个门徒说：“
John 13:34 at the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus Christ told his 12 disciples,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
因此，神给我们这些重生得救基督徒的所要遵守的诫命，可以简单的归为4个字，就是爱神、爱人。
So the commandment that God gave us for us Christians can be summarized in 4 words: love God, love people.
哥林德前书13:1-3进一步。保罗在此尽数阐述了爱的重要性，或者是爱的价值所在。
1 Corinthians 13:1-3, Paul further explained the importance of love or the value of love.
在这里呢，保罗用了3个假设。
So here Paul uses three assumptions
来告诉我们，凡我们所做的事，如果没有爱，在神眼里就没有价值。
And he used those to tell us that whatever we do, there's no love behind it, there's no value.
13:1, 我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。
In the first chapter 13:1, he said that if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
这种万人的方言是指人间的语言。
Tongues of men is talking about the languages in this world.
全世界有100-200个国家。
So there's hundreds of countries in this world.
每个国家都有他们的官方语言。
And each country has its official language.
像英文啊、汉语啊、法语啊、西班牙语等等。
So English, Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, French.
而且在每一个国家呢，又有每个国家地方性的语言。
And in each country there is a local dialect.
就像我们从中国来的，有人说上海话，有人说广东话，有人说闽南话。
So just like people from China, some of them speak the Shanghai dialect, Chinese and Cantonese, or the Mainland dialect.
有些人呢比较有这种语言的天分。
Some people have gift for languages.
能够说好几国的语言。
And I can speak the languages of several countries.
就像这个 Rochester 教会的那个韩牧师。
Just like Reverend Han in the Church of Rochester.
他虽然是个犹太人。
He is Jewish.
但是呢，他会说英语，会说国语，还会说广东话。
But he speaks English, Chinese, and Cantonese.
所以他非常有这种这方面语言方面的恩赐。
He truly has gifts of languages.
那么什么是天使的语言呢
？And what is the languages of angels?
天使的语言，我们认为它是一种灵界的语言。
And we believe that these are the languages of the spiritual realm.
保罗曾在哥林多后书十二章四节说。他被提到乐园里，听到了隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。
In the Second Corinthians chapter 12:4, he said that he was caught up in paradise. He heard inexpressible things that man is not permitted to tell.
那种隐秘的言语，可能就是指的天使的那种语言的一类。
So the inexpressible things could be just languages of the angels.
即使在今天的社会和教会里。还有极个别的一些个基督徒，他们有这种特别的恩赐，能够说这种所谓的方言。
So even nowadays there are special some Christians they actually can speak in tongues.
当然，没有人能够说上万种语言。
So there is nobody in this world that we know of can speak thousands of languages.
能说个七八种就不错了。
They can speak about
非常少见的。
Seven or eight is already very rare.
像我从北京来的，我一句地方话都不会说，只会说普通话。
So I came from Beijing. I don't know any local dialects. I only know Mandarin.
因此呢，保罗呢在这里只是做了一个假设。
Well, therefore, here, Paul is talking about a hypothesis or an assumption.
他就是说，一个人即使你能会说上万种语言
，He was just trying to say that even if you can speak thousands of languages.
就是天使的话你也会说
or even languages of the angels
但他在说这些事情的时候如果他心里头没有爱
however when he speaks if there's no love in him
那么他说的话呢就像敲锣打鼓一样
and it's just like you're playing a gong or a cymbal
虽然这些敲锣打鼓声音能够吸引你的注意力
although these sounds can attract your attention
但是呢，他经如果只敲锣只打鼓，他是非常一种单调的。
But if you just play the gong or the cymbal, it's very monotonal.
而且制造了很多噪音。
And it's just noises.
让人烦。
And it's annoying.
因此呢，爱呢，保罗在这里也告诉我们，爱不是口才。
Therefore, Paul is trying to say that love is not being eloquent.
一个人说出的话，若不是用爱心去说的。若不是爱主的缘故去说的，这样的口才是没有什么价值。
So if you're eloquent, but you are not speak out of love or out of love of God, then it's useless.
第十三章第二节，保罗有第二个假设。
Chapter 13:2, there's a second assumption.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山。却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
先知讲道就是传讲神的话语。
Gift of prophecy is talking about conveying God's words.
也包括讲解圣经，传扬传讲福音。
And that includes explaining the Bible or spreading the gospel.
各样的奥秘，各样的知识，就是指一些属灵上的奥秘。
Our mysteries and our knowledge is talking about spiritual mysteries.
以及一切属世的知识。
And also all the knowledge of this world.
全备的信，叫我能移山，指的就是耶稣所说的无所不能的信心。
So faith that can move mountains is talking about such kind of faith that can do everything.
在马太福音第十七章二十节，耶稣曾经说过：“是因为你们的信心小。我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：‘你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去。’并且你们没有一件不能做的事的。”
In John chapter 17:20.Jesus said, he replied, Because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
我们知道先知讲道明白各样的奥秘和知识。
And we know that the gift of prophecy or to be able to understand all the mysteries and all knowledge.
再加上全备的信。
And plus good faith.
这是三个非常大的恩赐。
These are three great gifts.
我们能有其中之一已经是相当的不错。
If anyone can have just one of them is already the great.
保罗在这里做了这样一个假设。
But God made an assumption.
他假设一个人能够同时拥有这三方面的恩赐。
Paul made an assumption. He said that assume that a person has all three gifts.
但即使是这样，如果你没有爱，这些恩赐也算不得什么。
But even so, if there's no love in you, these are nothing.
因此，爱呢也不是这种特别的恩赐。
Therefore, love is not about special gifts.
也不是知识的特别的丰富。
It's not about how much knowledge you possess.
甚至不是一个人的信心特别的伟大。
Or it's not even about how great your faith is.
因为这些恩赐、知识和信心，如果没有以爱心为出发点，还是没有什么价值。
Because if all your knowledge, or your gift, or your faith is not based on love, then there's no value in them.
这一点对我们在教会里服侍的弟兄姊妹们是一个很大的提醒。
And this is also a great reminder for all of us co-workers in this church.
比如说我今天在这里讲到。
For example, if I, when I share with you today.
如果我的出发点不是出于爱心。
If I am not speaking to you based on love.
不是出于要造就神的教会。
It's not based on wanting to establish, God's church.
而是要向大家展示我在圣经上的知识。
And I just want to show off the knowledge that I have about the Bible.
展现我自己的口才。
And I want to show you how well I can speak.
为了赢得大家的赞扬。
So then you can all praise me.
因为讲道可以受到大家的尊重。
Because I can be highly respected if I can speak well.
如果是这样的话，我所做的一切在神的眼里头都是没有什么价值。
If that's the case, then everything that I did has no value.
还比如说我们在唱诗歌的时候。
And also for another example, when we sing praises.
如果我们不是出于真心的对神的爱而唱。
If we do not sing out of our true God, our true love for God.
就是我们唱的再好听。
Even though we can sing the most beautiful songs.
唱的再动人
，and how touching we can be，
在神的眼里也是没有价值的。
And there's also no value in God's eyes.
第三节，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Chapter 13, verse 3. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
保罗的这个假设其实是最让人费解的。
So this assumption of Paul is the hardest to understand.
为什么一个人能够把自己所有的财产都拿出来去周济穷人
？And why is it that when a person is willing to give up all he possesses,
甚至呢，舍了自己的身而就焚烧啊
？And even willing to surrender his body to the flames.
就是这样的一个人，难道也没有爱吗
？And this kind of person do not have love.
当然，保罗在这里是做了一个极端的一个假设。
But this is sort of an extreme example.
拿自己的财产去周济穷人。
When you give forth your possessions to the poor.
当然是好事。
It's a good thing to do.
但捐赠的目的却有很多。
But what is your motivation behind it?
你的捐赠的目的到底是不是出于爱呢
？Are you motivated out of love？
还是为了你自己
？Or for you do that for yourself？
比如很多人捐献东西
，A lot of people they donate，
捐献钱财
，They donate money，
它是为了扣税
，It's for tax purposes。
有的人捐献东西是为了自己的好名声
，And some people donate objects for a good reputation。
或是为了自己的政治前途
or for their political future
所以这些个还是有很多我们觉得认为一个人的捐献是出于爱心
So although there's might be a lot of people that truly donate out of love.
但实际上在里面它是有个人的目的。
They may look that way to us, but however, there is a different motivation behind it.
下面说舍身焚烧。
So secondly, he's talking about you surrender your body to be burned.
这又是一个极端的假设。
That's also another extreme.
但是确实有些人为了自己可以流芳千古。
But there, indeed, there is people who, in order for their name to last forever,
来这样做的。
And they do this.
当然，保罗也是针对当时的哥林多的那个地区。
However, Paul, when he talked about this, he was also specifically talking about what's happening at his time.
那个地方有很多人在拜偶像。
There's a lot of idol worshippers.
那些个人有时候为了表现自己的虔诚。
So these people, they want to show how devoted they are, and they ask people to burn themselves.
现在呢，还有一些狂热的这个伊斯兰教徒。
Now even those radical Islam believers.
他为了那种虚无缥缈的宗教信仰。
So they for some vague religious reason.
以为他们死了以后就可以升天。
And then they thought that they could go to the heavens after they sacrifice.
他们甘愿把自己当什么人肉炸弹。
And they're willing to become a human bomb.
或者甚至这个劫持飞机来制造恐怖事件。
Or they hijack a plane and then they created the terrorist event.
所以这样的为了这些目的而舍身的，他不是为了爱。
So they sacrifice themselves, but not out of love.
所以呢，爱呢，既不是捐献。
Therefore, love is not offering or donation.
也不是舍身。
It's also not just to sacrifice your bodies.
如果不是出于爱的捐献和舍身，在神的眼里也是无益的。
If your donation and your sacrifice is not out of love, this has nothing to do with you.
在神的眼里也是没有价值。
It has no value.
所以讲到这里，我们了解了到底什么是爱。
Up to here, we start to understand what love is.
爱的源头在哪里
？Where is the source of love?
为什么我们要有爱
？And why do we have to possess love?
最后，我们再来看一看，那么我们怎么样去爱呢
？And lastly, we want to look at how we can love.
我们前面讲过，我们这些重生得救的基督徒。身上实际上存在着两种爱。
So we just mentioned that for a born again Christian, he actually has two different kinds of love.
其中的一种是就是我们知道这种属肉体的爱。
So the one kind is a love of your flesh.
另一种呢是从神而生的属天的爱。
And the other is coming from God and is a heavenly love.
就像我们所知道我们的新生命一样
just like how we understand our new life
在我们刚得救的时候这种属神的爱所占的比例是非常的小
So when we first were saved this heavenly love takes up a very small part of our love
所以我们发现当我们要得到了这种爱我们想要用这种爱去爱的话我们觉得要用这种爱去爱神爱人的时候呢我们就发现我们有很大的难处
So in the beginning we may find that difficult for us to love God and love people with this kind of love
圣经里记载了一个耶稣的门徒叫彼得
In the Bible Peter was described
他一直跟随耶稣
He's been a faithful follower of Jesus
他非常的爱耶稣
He loved Jesus very much
每次当他知道耶稣要去受死的时候他都用他这种肉体的爱来去阻拦耶稣
So every time he learned of Jesus going to be sacrificed he used his love of flesh to love God and to love Jesus
他说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永远不跌倒。
He said that even if all fall away on account of you, I will never will.
但当耶稣真的被抓
，But when Jesus was truly captured,
被关起来被打的时候
，And he was beaten.
他却三次不认耶稣。
And Peter three times denied God.
后来耶稣复活后，曾经向门徒向彼得显现。
After Jesus resurrected, and one time he showed himself to Peter.
耶稣专门问彼得，你爱我吗？
Jesus specifically asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
He asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
在前两次问话中的前两次，耶稣用的是中文，虽然写的都是你爱我们，但是在圣经的原文写的是 agape。
So the first two times out of the three that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" The first two times he uses agape love.
耶稣是想问耶稣，你能用这种真正的爱、绝对的爱、agape 的爱来爱我吗？
So Jesus wanted to ask Peter, "Are you going to be able to love me with agape love?"
但彼得头两次都回答说，虽然说是我爱你，但这种爱，他说的回答的爱跟耶稣的爱是 different word.
So when Peter answered, he used different word to answer Jesus, even though he also said that I love you, but it's a different love.
他用的那个爱在原文中写的是filial.
In the original language, he uses filial.
这个爱是指的友情的爱。
It's love between friends.
所以当耶稣问他，你能不能用这种真爱、绝对的爱来爱我？他是回答，我对你只有友情。
So when Jesus asked Peter,
我只有友情。
When Jesus asked Peter, "Will you be able to love me with agape love?" Peter says that I can love you with filial, friendship love.
耶稣知道彼得的软弱，所以他第三次他没有用这种问他用 agape 来问他。
So the third time, Jesus knows that Peter was Peter's weakness, so he didn't ask him with agape love.
他没有说你能用绝对的爱我吗？他用改用你对我有爱吗？
So he didn't ask Peter, "Can you love me with the absolute love?" He asked him, "Can you love me as a friend?"
这时候彼得非常的惭愧。
And this time, Peter really feels ashamed of himself.
当然他也不能回答用 agape 来回答。
But he still,
还是用 filial 来回答。
But he still cannot use agape to answer Jesus. He uses filial still.
但就是这样的一个彼得。
Even such person as Peter.
当后来他被圣灵充满。
When he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他的生命长大。
His life has grown.
他能够不像过去那样胆小，而去放胆传道的时候。
And he was not timid anymore, and he can actually be brave and spread the gospel.
他对神的爱从 filial 的爱升华到了 agape 的爱。
And the love, his love of God has transformed from filial into agape.
他对神的爱从一种有爱升华到了绝对的爱。
So his love of God has come from the love, like a love between friends, into a true love.
最后他为主而殉道而死。
Eventually he was martyred for God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们里面这种属天的爱是活的。
The heavenly love in us is life.
它不是死的。
It's not dead.
当神把这种属天的爱放在我们里面，
So when God gives us this heavenly love,
它是可以成长的。
This love can grow.
当我们常常活在主里面，
If we can be in God,
通过读经、祷告和神的亲近，
Through reading the Bible, through prayers, through personal devotionals,
常常让我们自己来与这种爱的源头相结合的时候，
So that we allow ourselves to be connected to the source of love,
我们这个里面的这种属天的爱会不断的长大。
The heavenly love within us will grow,
而我们原来这种属肉体的爱会渐渐的缩小。
And the love of flesh in us will shrink.
这是一个此消彼长的过程。
So this is the process.
渐渐的呢，当你有了这种爱的在你体内成长，
So when this love gradually growing within you,
你就发现你开始能爱了。
So you will start to realize that you can start to love others.
你能去爱那些个不认识的人。
You can love those who whom you do not know.
你能去爱一些你以前认为不可爱的人。
You can love those who whom you do not love before.
你甚至还能为了爱心而付出自己的代价。
And you can even sacrifice yourself out of love.
当我们能够把我们从里面这样一点点得到的 agape 的爱用到教会的事工上面的时候。
And even if we just use a little bit of the agape love in us into the ministry in this church,
其实它远远它的效果远远超过我们只是凭肉体的侍奉。
The effect will be far greater than the work that you do out of your love of flesh.
我前面提到我成为一个女士搬离婚的女士搬家。
And I just mentioned that I was helping this woman who just went through divorce to move.
就是那位从50万大房子搬到一个小公寓里的那位女士。
The one who moved from the house that's worth $500,000 into a little apartment.
这位女士来美国已经有20多年。
And she's been in the U.S. for more than 20 years.
按照她自己的话说，她出出进进教会不知道多少次。
According to herself, she said that she's been in and out of the church many, many times.
她也不知道她举手绝志过多少次。
And then she has confessed her dedication to the Lord many, many times also.
但是他总是迈不出信心的这一步。
But she just cannot take a step of faith.
他总是有一些保留。
And she always reserved a little bit of herself.
他来我们Corning 这个团契呢，也有大概3年多的时间。
And she's been to the fellowship in Corning for over 3 years.
但就在最近，他决定跨出信心的这样一步。
So just recently, she decided to take a step of faith.
她决定受洗成为基督徒。
And she decided to be baptized and become a Christian.
但当她跟我们讲的时候，她告诉我们，其中影响她信主最重要的一个因素呢，就是弟兄姊妹带给她的爱。
And she shared with us and said that one of the most important reasons that helped her, a factor that helped her to become baptized was because of the love of brothers and sisters.
其中他还特别提到了那次我帮他的搬家。
And she specifically mentioned about the experience she had, the help she had received during the move from the big house to the little apartment.
他说那次玉龙来给我搬家真的是让我很感动。
And she said I was greatly touched, when Brother Yu Long came to help me to move.
那个时候他刚离婚。
At that time, she just recently went through a divorce.
她把她的房子降价10万出售。
And then she has to cut down the sale price of her house for about $100,000.
她当时的心情你就可想而知。
So you know how she feels at that time.
她不好意思去找到 Corning 去找认识的中国人来帮她搬家。
So she was embarrassed to ask for help from people she knew in Corning.
只找了两个他远在纽约的他大学时代的好朋友。
So she actually asked for help from two old friends in New York City.
还找了一个美国同事。
And then the American colleague to help.
还有他的那个同事，美国同事的那个两个儿子。
And then also the sons, the two sons of the American colleague.
当然那两个孩子长得很壮。
Well, those two kids are pretty big, so.
然后就是他找我。
And then she asks for help from me.
其实在搬家的那一天呢。
And indeed, on the day of the moving.
我那天早上其实就有一种感冒的症状。
In the morning, I actually start to feel a little something is coming down on me.
全身各处都觉得疼。
So I start to feel like I'm getting a cold and I feel sore all over the place.
所以学医的人知道这种典型的这种病毒性感冒的症状。
So if anybody has some medical knowledge, you probably know that these are the symptoms of some viral infection.
所以当时早上起来，其实去不去给他搬家，我自己都有很大的挣扎。
So when I woke up, I actually was struggling to decide whether or not I should go to help her to move.
我知道在我里面当时有两种爱在那里交锋。
So I know that the two different kinds of love in me are fighting against each other.
一种是天然的爱。
One is this heavenly love.
我要爱我自己的身体。
Oh, sorry. The one is the love of flesh, and I need to love my body.
如果我想，如果我生病了，这家里头很多事情啊，公司的上面都会受到影响。
Because if I would really be sick, then a lot of things, including my work, my family, would be affected.
但是我体内还感觉到另一种是属神的爱。
But within me, there is another love. This love of God.
要去爱人。
I need to love people.
去爱一个当时特别需要帮助的人。
To love somebody who truly needs love.
但很快我里面的这种感觉呢，有一种非常强烈的感觉，就说一定要去帮他搬家。
But very soon, I know strongly that I need to help her.
回家我还跟我太太说，哎，本来不想去，但里边好像一个声音在催促我去。
So after the move, I spoke to my wife and I said that, well, I wasn't quite sure if I should go, but then I feel like there's a voice inside me who urged me to go.
我当时只好顺服。
And I obeyed.
这件事情过去一年多以后。
And more than a year later.
当他再次提起那次搬家给他的感动的时候。
When this woman mentioned about how touched she was during that move.
我当时也是真的是很感谢神。
And I really gave thanks to God.
因为我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God loves us first.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
如果你在爱心的方面有难处。
If there is obstacles, difficulties for you to love.
在侍奉上有困难。
There is difficulties for you to serve.
千万不要灰心。
Do not be disappointed.
来自神的爱。
Don't be discouraged because the God of love, the love of God.
Agape 的爱
the agape love.
这种爱的种子已经种在你里面。
This seed is already within you.
但是它需要一个长大的过程。
But it needs a process to grow.
所以要让它长大，我们必须常常把我们自己与这种爱的源头相结合。
For it to grow, we need to connect ourselves with the source of love.
所以这种爱的种子就会在你里面生根发芽长大。
So the seed will start to grow root and this will start to grow.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们真是感谢你。
We thank you.
你把爱带到我们中间。
You give us love.
这是不同于人间的爱。
This is a different kind of love.
这是一种绝对的爱。
This is an absolute love.
这是一种无条件的爱。
This is an unconditional love.
主啊，只有耶稣基督，你自己亲生的儿子，才能把这样的爱能够展现在我们面前。
Lord, only Jesus Christ, your only Son, can show this love for us.
主啊，我们都是来自不同的地方。
Lord, we came from different places.
有不同的文化背景
different backgrounds.
有的时候我们很难在一起
and it might be hard for us to get along with each other.
但主，我们借着耶稣基督的宝血
Lord, through the blood of Jesus Christ,
我们能够彼此称弟兄姊妹
we can call each other brothers and sisters.
因着耶稣基督的宝血
and because of the blood of Jesus,
我们里面能够生出这样一种属天的爱。
We can give forth this kind of heavenly love.
主啊，真是求你来保守我们。
We ask you to protect us.
让我们能够常常与你这个爱的源头相结合。
So that we can always be connected to the source of love.
这样我们里面的这种种子，从你属天来。的爱的种子才能长大。
So that the seed of the heavenly love can start to grow.
我们才能用这种爱去彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another with such love.
用这种爱去爱你。
And we can love you with this love.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a praise together.
真神之爱
真神之爱回答无穷
的我在你心中，高潮中心胜过海洋，宽阔高深无法测量，伸出反对放纵的手，身前作死拯救，生活好，赦免一切罪由，深知爱何等痛苦，伟大无限无量，永远不变，永远坚定，天使圣徒颂扬，黑暗时代便告过去，几位主权衰落败亡，万灯是人人不求神，却向善事不求保障，真善慈爱始终不变，伟大无限无量，生死都能救赎，前世圣徒颂扬，真善之爱何等功夫，伟大无限无量，天地天使上徒颂扬，世上海洋当作王权，诸天穹苍作为池塘，世上万尊永作地坛，全球为人几何孤单，接近之力我会深海，海洋过水勇敢，安全最长相对连接，正难描述不相见，真善之爱何等功夫，伟大无限永远不变，永远坚定，天使圣徒颂扬。
再次感谢神把玉龙弟兄带到我们中间分享他的信息。
We thank God again for bringing Brother Yulong to be among us and share us with the message.
我们求神赐福他的工作、他的侍奉、他的家庭。
May God bless his work, his family, and his service.
这个今天我们要欢迎我们中间新来的朋友们。
And today we're going to welcome your friends.
有没有新来的，请您站起来，我们大家认识您。
Any new friends, you can just stand up and introduce yourself.
啊，请你自我介绍一下好吗？
大家好，我是夏学生，我在考鸟念书，我第一次来这里。
好，欢迎你。还有没有
？Anybody else?
啊，有没有校友再次回到我们中间的？
介绍一下Elaine 佑华，他们是2002年毕业。Elaine 佑华 graduated in 2002. They were two of the 10 founding members of the English congregation. And today, this weekend, they came back for the five-year graduation anniversary, a reunion.
Yeah, 我们大家欢迎。
Elaine is
a
好，我们大家打开这个我们报告章中间有个夹页。
Now let's turn to the insert.
就是说新生已经开始陆续抵达，就是海外来的同学们抵达美国时最需要的是来自我们的帮助。若与爱心提供服务的话，请在这个你开始填这个单子，就是我们需要接机的弟兄姊妹，而且也需要家庭提供简便的食宿，也需要人开车帮买东西。
So new students are going to start to come from overseas, and they need a lot of help in terms of an airport pickup or some simple lodging and meals or some just help rides to get things done. So if you're willing to do any kind of help, you can just fill this out and give it to the ushers.
啊，对，再报告一下，如果有孩子在儿童主日学的话，现在时间已经到了，你们去接孩子。
If you have kids in the children's Sunday school, now is about time to pick them up.
好，其他的报告事项呢，请大家就自己看好不好？因为我们时间关系。
Okay, because time, let's just read the announcement at our own time.
哦，对了，还有一项报告就是玉美说要报告，就是下个，就是星期六，有那个长青团去的。叫做天恩团聚的聚会，大家有兴趣的话，把老人和大家就跟玉美联系了，好吧
？Okay, this Saturday is going to have a fellowship meeting for the Evergreen Fellowship. So if you know any elderly people or your parents, you can bring them over or just contact 玉美。
好，请大家起立，我们一起唱三一颂。
Rise for Doxology.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动、交托与引导，常与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
聚会过以后，我们下面我们教会准备了简单的午餐，请大家留下来。我们可以一起在一起，可以有一些 fellowship。
After the worship, there's gonna be simple lunch provided downstairs, and let's all stay for the meal and have fellowship time together.
今天家庭团契校园组为我们做服务，我们见到他们的时候向他们说声谢谢。
So today, fellowship is helping out serving lunch for us. So when you see them, you can just say simple thanks to them.
让我们为午饭祷告。
And let's pray for lunch.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
提供我们属天的食物。
To give us a heavenly food.
也考虑到我们肉体的需要。
You also know our bodily needs.
为我们预备丰盛的午饭。
And you provide us a good lunch.
求主也纪念在世界各地缺衣少食的人。
We also ask you to remember those who are short of food in this world.
求主。你的怜悯与他们同在。
And we ask you to have mercy on them and to be with them.
谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you for hearing our prayer. We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ.
请大家默祷以后，我们散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.